It's 88.5 FM, Jeff Penfield. So pleased to be joined live in studio by Jenny Lewis. We've been playing a few songs from her new album, On the Line, coming out tomorrow. Just a busy week for you. You're playing Jimmy Kimmel tonight, Amoeba tomorrow, sold-out show at Long Beach on Saturday, and just keeping busy, and then later on coming back to town on May 11th for the Palladium. Thank you so much for coming in and talking about the new record with us and playing these really, really cool stripped-down versions of the songs.
Oh, thanks for having me. I have to just quick shout-out to my sister, Leslie Lewis, who's a huge fan of the station, and texts me every time she gets in the car and you're playing one of my songs. She's like, you'll never believe what they're playing.
Which is happening a lot right now.
Well, thank you
for that.
You
got the new songs, you know?
Well, I appreciate the sounds covering the San Fernando Valley and beyond.
This has two pretty major life events that were a part of its creation, both a breakup that you had and also your mother passing away. So as you started putting the album together, putting these songs together, because some of the songs have been around since 2014-15, how'd you kind of balance those two subjects out and include them in this record?
Well, I write parallel to my life, and life unfolds and surprises you, and I just sort of write along with it. Relationships are a theme. So inevitably, the life events kind of leaked into the poetry. The record began as a breakup record, but became a more of a rebound record, and then a rebirth record, a reconciliation, and it's sort of open-ended.
Since I haven't talked to you, I dream about your baby blues and wonder why you stopped getting high. Even though we weren't just friends, I think of us as bookends, and I'm gonna love you till I die. And you think you're going to heaven, and that I am going to hell, and that I'm gonna keep on dancing till I hear that ringing bell. Heads gonna roll, baby.
Scores, heads gonna roll.
smoking Marlboro cigarettes almost makes me forget about riding on a private jet with you. I hope the sycophants and Marrakesh make you feel your very best. Anonymity must make you blue. And you think I'm going to heaven, and that you are going to hell with your back to the Medina, as if you were in jail. Oh, heads gonna roll, baby. Everybody's gonna pay that toll. And maybe after all is said and done, we'll all be skulls. Heads gonna roll. Heads gonna roll. Lady,
you also took a chance to leave LA for a little bit. You went to New York and you went to Nashville. And what made them attractive to you to leave LA and go there?
Well,
why not
I'm
like a cabin out in the middle of the woods type of thing, you know?
Yeah. I think I'd be really scared in a cabin out in the woods. And I actually live in Laurel Canyon at the end of a pretty scary street. So I wanted to be around people, not farther away from them. Mm-hmm. I grew up in L.A. I'm a San Fernando Valley girl. I've lived in L.A. my entire life. I've traveled the world, but I'd never lived anywhere else. So it felt like the perfect time to pursue that New York dream that I think all L.A. kids have somewhere rattling around in there. You know, like, oh, I'm going to try it out in the big city. And I did, and it was really cool, loved being there, but ultimately I had to come back home.
Yeah, because it wasn't only just a chance to get away. You had the way I can say it on the radio, nice as F was during that time period as well.
And NAF, we call it, NAF. For the nuns and the kids. NAF.
Okay, NAF for the kids.
NAF for the kids.
So
wasted my youth on a puppy. This is a lyric in my song. from Wasted Youth. So it's actually Poppy, but I kind of let it slide, like, oh yes, I wasted my youth on a puppy.
You had a lot of amazing musicians that joined you in the studio, one of them being Ben Montench. And he, how long after he joined you after Tom had passed away, how quickly was that turnaround for him where Tom had passed and he was joining you in the studio?
Months, 2 months maybe.
Oh wow.
Yeah, it was really fresh. Tom passed before my mother passed, mm-hmm. which we couldn't believe it. We're like, Mom, I can't believe you outlived Tom Petty. This is crazy. So it was raw and it was fresh. You know, I can't speak for Ben Mont, but mm-hmm. I certainly was aware and feeling and experiencing my own grief. And mm-hmm. I think music is healing, and I felt really lucky to be in that room while I was grieving.
You're doing wrong. stop your crying. Our daddy's gone. Do you remember when he used to sing us that little song? Girlfriend's gone. Mercury hasn't been in retrograde for that long. Oh no. Stop your hiding. Drop that bomb. Do you remember when I used to sing you this little song?
I view a 2-year, 3-year, 10-year, 12-year, 20-year relationship as a success.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to go on forever. These things are complex. But I look back lovingly on all of my relationships, including the relationship with my mother, which was fraught. We were estranged for many, many years. But that's just a part of the process.
And that's the incredible healing power about music. And you had quite the group of people to help you through these times, both in when you left LA for a period of time, because it was Annie Clark in New York. It looked like there was Nikki Lane in Nashville, and all these incredible people that were there to help lift you up. I mean, what was it like to have a community of people around you? It seems pretty much from when you started writing the songs through the actual recording process.
Well, it was a relief and a lesson in that sometimes you have to ask for help and you can't take it all on by yourself, which I tend to kind of like carry the weight of the world on my shoulders. And I'm like, walking up the stairs with like 10 bags and like a guitar and like grocery. It's like, sometimes you got to say, hey, can you help me up the stairs? Yeah, I can't carry all this stuff. And you realize in talking to your people that you're not alone. And Annie was so kind to give me a place to go. Mm-hmm. And it really deepened our friendship. And then a year later, I stayed with her in Los Angeles, and I was able to be there for her while she was getting her album ready, you know, making her quesadillas. That's the least I could do, is make her a quesadilla.
You're about to go on the road. How excited are you to share these songs live with your fans and with the music communities out there?
I'm excited to do my job, and I'm scared, and I'm nervous. You know, every time I embark on a journey like this, I'm like, God, will I remember how to do what it is that I do? And then I get up there and it's muscle memory. I'm like, yeah. I have a terrible memory, but I remember my songs. That's mm-hmm. the one thing I can remember. So I'm stoked. I'm pumped, and I'm excited for the music to take on another life of its own in a very natural, organic way to see where that takes us.
Cool. So lots of opportunities to see Jenny Lewis in many different ways, whether it's Jimmy Kimmel tonight, she's going to be performing live on there, Amoeba Music tomorrow, it's down at Fingerprints in Long Beach, it's a sold out performance down there, and then on May 11th, sold out already, so hometown is already stepping up for Jenny Lewis at the Palladium.
Oh, wow. Yeah. LA, you always let me back in, no matter how cruel I've been.
On the Line is her new album out tomorrow. Jenny, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
It's 88.5 FM.